and it's cost over the years. Well, this is the secret. This is what's going to make you angry.
Yeah, if a stranger told me off, I'd go, who the fuck are you talking to? I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Thank you very much.
Not a secret at all.
Not even a secret, just really proud.
They tricked us. They tricked us on to get on here.
He's just really proud of it. He
really,
just wants...
Really
he's
pleased just like... that. Yeah. Jade. Because I know if I turn around, they're just going to go in between us. And I've got to go, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How's it going? Hope you're having a lovely day, whatever you're up to, wherever you are. I really appreciate you clicking on and listening to this episode of the Secrets Out. Today, I'm joined by the hilarious, the lovely, possibly the most relaxed guests we've ever had on the podcast. When I was recording it, it kind of felt like I was sat in a little traditional pub in the corner seating, catching up with a couple of mates. It was that kind of feel. I mean, reality, we were just sat on Zoom, but it did feel like that relaxed. Anyways, today on the podcast, I'm joined by James Buckley and wife Claire Meek. And these, I think, are my favourite kind of episodes, you know. When they're opening up and revealing secrets to their husband and wife for the very first time, it always turns out to a bloody good episode. So I hope you're excited for this one. If you're new here, and you have no idea what I'm talking about, welcome to the Secrets Out podcast. This is a podcast where I sit down with celebrities, friends of mine, maybe even family of mine, and we discuss real life anonymous secrets that have been submitted by you, the listeners. Now, things get pretty full on. Some of the secrets are pretty hectic. So if you're not into that kind of thing, maybe this one isn't for you. And that's totally fine. There is so many bloody good podcasts out there. So feel free to click off. However, if you are into that and you want to hear us discuss some unbelievable secrets, then I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, I'm James Buckley. And this is my wife, Claire.
Hello.
we're married. We're a married couple. We're one of those married couples. You might know me from The Inbetweeners, stuff like that. That's what people usually know me for.
Mm-hmm.
I've done other stuff as well, but no one really cared about it that much, did they? Which is fine.
You're doing a bunch on YouTube at the moment.
Yeah.
And on Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Twitch most weekdays.
Yeah.
Having fun on there. And we also do our YouTube channel at Home with the Buckleys.
You just started a vlogging channel?
Yeah, it was mainly watching people like yourself over lockdown. Right, you know my mini that you hate?
Yeah, because it's a money pet.
I've got a little old mini that I've...
One of the classics?
Yeah, I've spent...
I want one so bad. I'm so jealous.
I spent a lot of money customising it and... You know, but just little things like putting electric windows in it and I say little things. I put in a new gearbox and sound system, DVD player.
DVD player?
Yeah, it's got a DVD player in it. It's got custom upholstery.
But it doesn't have a screen?
Yeah, it does now.
Is that the secret?
No, it's not. But I've had it for a while and it's been... Over the years, there's been more and more stuff done to it and stuff like that. And I've been trying to... Claire absolutely hates it because she thinks I've spent a lot of money on it. But I don't think I don't think she knows how much money I've actually spent
on
it.
I know you're lying to me about the figures, though.
It's...
Is this a bit where it is right now?
Well, it's having a load of stuff done to it right now because it needed to be completely rewired and...
I'm fuming.
Because the wiring had gone, because there's so much.
Do you drive it, Matt?
No, he never drives it. That's why it's so pointless.
I haven't driven it for years because it needed a couple of other bits.
They did the rewiring. Yeah. It's getting done today. And the DVD player.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't driven it.
But it's the car, right? If I wanted to sell the car, I'd maybe get $5,000 or $6,000 for it. And it's cost over the years.
Don't say the cost.
Well, this is the secret. Oh, this is what's going to make you angry. I've probably put about £60,000 into it. It's been completely It's completely bespoke. It's but I know I told you that I'd spent a lot of money on it, but it's probably around that mark.
I mean,
what? The problem is I can't sell it because it is, at the end of the day, it's just a mini.
And it's ugly anyway.
It's lovely.
Listen. That figure is, it is something that like infuriates me. Like talking about the mini really winds me up because I know it's a money pit and he just keeps going and going and going. He doesn't drive it. It just takes up space in the garage. Like every time you go in the garage, there's oil all over the flare because it just leaks. And it's just a shit. Sold. It's the most expensive shit car in the world.
Yeah.
That nobody drives.
Surely it's a lovely car.
It's not. It's ugly as well.
I love it. Oh, it's dead nice. It's so ugly. Smart. It's got all diamond stitching in it and stuff on the upholstery.
There you go. I rest my case.
It's really nice.
Ugly.
But it makes me happy.
Oh, wow.
No, but don't you, can't you just...
At the literal expense
of what?
Us, of our family.
Oh, come on. Don't get me wrong. If it was, you know... If I had a
you're not making the in-betweeners anymore, baby.
I know this. Believe me, I know this.
Wow.
If we were down to our last £1,000, we needed food, or I needed to do the rewiring in the mini. Obviously, I'd buy food.
Mm.
You could take out a couple of the wires and just sell the wires and keep the car.
Yeah, the most expensive wires in the world, apparently.
No, it's a fire hazard.
No, I don't feel so bad about my secret.
Well, there you go.
My one secret is actually a lot of little secrets, I suppose. So James has a tendency, like the mini, of impulse buying. He buys...
I wanted that mini since I was 17.
Right. He buys stuff that he doesn't need. Is that a better way of saying it then?
Nobody needs anything.
Okay.
This is a conversation myself and my girlfriend have a lot. I'm like, this isn't a need, this is a want.
You need a roof.
Well, at least you can admit it.
You need a roof and a bed and maybe a television.
Right.
And maybe a television in your car.
Yeah. I feel like you're encouraging this, Alfie. He buys stupid stuff all the time, right? Recently...
You've got to remember who you're talking to as well. We watch your vlogs all the time.
I buy the stupidest shit. I've got a skate park in my garden.
But there's so much stuff that we've both got.
Yeah.
That I've never seen anyone else have.
Every time you go, there's literally been about five or six times where you've went, I'll check out what I bought the other day. And then I'll turn to James and he's like, he's the only other person I know that has everything, all the stupid stuff you've got.
But even like the...
It's became like an actual joke.
You know, like, because you carry a straw around with you.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I've been doing that for years. And I was like, this is what I'm talking... See, it makes sense. You carry your own straw around you. It's got a little pipe cleaner and you can clean it and stuff. And you go to a restaurant...
You need all the gadgets. I need them all.
You go to a restaurant, you don't have to have someone else touching your
Never
straw.
Never seen you using it. Never seen you using it.
I use it all the time.
But here's the thing. If I need to, I've got it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I might forget to use it, but I've got it. It's there and ready.
Yeah.
Just like my friend the other day, my friend said, oh, have you guys been kayaking? And Zoe was like, I don't know if you're joking or not. Alfie, how many kayaks do you have? I was like, I might have 9 kayaks.
Nine kayaks? Oh, like, God. If you get 10, if you get another one, you can have 5 people like wear them as shoes. And just walk along the water. But just have a race.
The cars we have can't even take a kayak on the roof. So I don't have a vehicle that can take 3 of them.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But I've got them if you ever need it.
Yeah,
I've got it there.
Okay. See, I mean, I feel like I'm going to lose in this because you two are very similar. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, we need to just not hang out. Otherwise, we end up encouraging each other.
Me and Zoe can just be like, finally, high five. We both live we idiots. but anyway, so James buys stupid stuff and I don't mind, like, you know, the straws and the weird things in his office that he never uses, but clothing annoys me. So he'll buy really stupid, ugly hats. He had this hat, this woolly hat that had, you know, like, it had these on the side. It had pigtails down the side of it. And he just looked insane. And I used to hate it every time he wore it.
I love that hat. I had that hat. I've had that hat before we were together.
But I know. You know when we had the skip when we were clearing stuff out?
No.
It's gone.
Are you joking?
No.
I've had that hat since I was about 17 years old.
It's gone. And it looked as if I had it since I was 17.
Yeah.
And it used to really embarrass me when you wore it out and I threw it away. I also threw away your poncho, your alpaca poncho.
You threw away my poncho? I knew you threw that away. I kept asking you if you'd thrown that away.
So I throw, but I do that quite a lot. I chuck stuff out quite, and then he'll be in the cupboard and he'll be like, have you seen that? And I'm like, James, I don't know where it is, all right? If you can't find it, just get something else. But quite often I do that. But I'd say those are the two big ones because you've been asking me for that hat for about 3 years.
I can't believe the poncho thing as well, because I kept asking you about that. I was going, I know you've thrown it away because you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair enough, it's a poncho.
A funny poncho.
It was a poncho. Wore it around the house. It's like wearing a dressing gown.
It's not. But anyway, it's gone.
It's gone. It's in the skip.
Hang on. Next.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks, Alfie. Glad. Remember when I was saying, "Oh, thanks for letting us do this. I'm really pleased to be here."
No. I live in Australia, 22-year-old female. I won $30 million on the lottery 3 months ago. I haven't told anyone. I live with my fiance and I haven't even told him. My parents have no idea. I am too scared to spend it for fear of losing it all. I have enrolled in a finance course that the lottery recommended for big winners on how to keep your wealth. How do I tell my fiance? Is this a problem? This doesn't seem like a problem to me.
That's the greatest problem anyone's ever had.
Just tell him that.
I guess so.
Or tell him you won $10 million.
I would just
keep the 20 in your bank.
I would, again, this is just a personal preference thing. Does she have to tell anyone? It might be easier. Life might be easier because it shouldn't matter. I mean, it's 30 million. I'd like to know if you've got 30 million. I'd buy some more ponchos. I can imagine that that would really complicate things. And it might be easier not saying anything because it shouldn't matter.
But they're getting married, Scott. I don't understand why. The first it's an thing, issue.
Here's what I would do, right? She's now got 30 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
This is how she should tell her fiance. Oh, you know, we've got that wedding coming
up. She needs a prenup.
I need you to sign these papers.
Yeah.
So that if we do split up, you know, just because, you know, we don't really have, you know,
we don't really win the lottery.
Well, who knows? One day we might win the lottery or something. So, but, you know, but I'll keep my stuff, you keep your stuff, and that'll keep it all fair.
Yeah.
Get him to sign that. And then you go, oh, by the way, I did win the lottery a couple of weeks ago.
One of my auntie's best friends just stopped working once, and it turns out her friend won 15 million on the lottery, and then 6 years later she told everyone once she had spent it all.
6 years
done, 15 million.
Wow.
And now just back to work. So I think it's the best start that this woman is like taking it as serious as possible, but her fiance does need to know.
And 30 million is enough because she's saying that her parents don't know. I mean, for me personally, obviously you don't know anyone's personal situation, but if I personally won 30 million tomorrow, it would be, you know, buy my mum and dad a house, you know, sort my brother out, my sister out, and then, I mean, 30 million, you got plenty.
It would be difficult to spend 30 million.
I know. No. Get a couple
Unless
of,
you own James's Mini, it would be very difficult.
Honestly, spending money is the easiest thing to do in the world. It's so easy. 30 million,
that's...
I think you could... Would not be the first person that blew 30 million.
Well, but that's what Alfie's saying. I agree. She seems
absolutely,
as if
yeah. What I would do if I won 30 million is the first thing I would do is use that money to invest in something that will give me a really good wage every month for mm-hmm. the rest of my life.
Yeah, so that you're not just able to take it.
Would you tell friends and family?
I wouldn't tell anyone had won the lottery apart from you.
Yeah.
Because it would just be, well, it would just be, oh, God, oh, you know, he's TV endeavours and stuff. He
should have
made him so much money. And now he's won 30 million as well. He should just give that to charity. I'd be like, listen, I'm all for charity, but
we would give
30
some.
Million.
We would give some.
Well, we think about it. But... I'm a uni student and I live in a two-bedroom flat with my flatmate. I'm 100% sure she poops in the bathtub. I don't know why she does it. I've found brown poop stains in the bathtub at least 5 or 6 times since we lived together. I don't want to tell her because I don't want it to be awkward between us. But I also don't want to keep finding poop in the bathtub.
Oh, mate.
Right, this is on the flatmates. This is on the flatmate. The person, this isn't the person's fault, but you can't. How more awkward can it be?
You're too old to be shitting in the bath.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going
primary
on.
Primary school, there. You're too old to be shitting in the bath.
Unless they're into it. Unless it's some weird fetish thing and they're into it.
It's got to be.
I think they need to.
I've never heard of that.
Taking a shit in the bath.
But also, if you enjoy shitting in the bath, that's your personal business. But fucking clean it up.
Clean it up.
Also, if you live with somebody else.
I don't know how they would tell them, though.
Here's what I would do.
I'd be furious.
I'd be fuming. I wouldn't have
a problem just saying, do you want to clean up the shit in the bathroom?
Well, I would say...
And why do you keep doing it?
I would say, every time I go, I'd be like, come here. Like, do you know what that is? Because every time, like, I've cleaned it, and every time I go to have a bath, it's there again. Like, what am I missing? So, like, I would play it innocent. And play it dumb and then see what that bit.
I'd be too angry.
But it says brown poop stains. It might be fake tan.
Could be.
If it stains.
Could be.
Because also, if you're shitting in the bath, it's not going to stick to the bottom. It does what? Or does she mean shitting in an empty bath? I don't know.
Yeah, just like leaning over the bath. Oh, Christ. It would ruin your bath, surely.
I mean, you just wouldn't have a bath.
Took a shit in it.
You'd come out dirtier than when you went in.
I hope she's got a shower.
Well, yeah, what's the point of having a bath?
I hope she's got a shower as well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My dad told me sheep have 2 legs shorter on one side to make it easier for them to live on hills. I blindly believed it until I was 21 and mentioned it to my girlfriend, who's now my wife. I've never been allowed to forget this 18 years on.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah. Of what?
This, I like this one. I like this because it makes me think of so many things that my parents told me growing up. That I blindly believed. So when I was younger, I don't know why my parents told me this. This is so weird. My parents told me that they met as trapeze artists at the circus. Neither of them have the physique of the trapeze artist at the circus. And that's how they met. And I believed that until I was, for like years growing up. And they also told me that my grandma got arrested for stealing jewelry from a fair. So I just thought she was like a thief growing up,
right.
And she had gone to
like
jail.
Like a Fagin character.
Yeah.
So listen, and here's something that you will learn. It's really fun to wind your kids up.
And they're just going to believe it. And they're
really
going to think those sheep have different length legs. What kind of things have you guys told the kids?
I don't blame that guy for that.
I do it all the time, to Harrison especially.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I forget that I told him something. We move on. And that then does just become something that his dad told him.
Yeah, that's happened the other day, and we can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was, though, but I told him something, and I wish I could remember what it was so I could go back and say to him, oh, by the way, that thing that I said wasn't true.
No, he brought it up, remember? He James told him something stupid like that, and it was like a week later, Harrison was saying it to me, And I went to James and I was like, and it's so annoying. Apologies. I cannot remember what it was, but I went to James and I was like, did you tell him that? And James was burst out laughing and James was like, oh shit, I forgot to tell him that I was talking rubbish.
I just forgot to tell him that I was joking. I think something happened and then it was like, I was winding up and then it's dinner time and then you move on. And then I just forgot all about it. But obviously Harrison just kept thinking about it.
I've got one that you've said to me, yeah, no, that's not true. And I was like, oh. When I was little, where we lived in Scotland, we were like a few minutes away from farms and fields. And like in my papa, my granddad used to take us up to farms all the time and, you know, see the cows and stuff. And there was always that thing, especially in the summer when the windows were done, where you could smell the cow dung. Mm. So all of us grandkids would always be like, oh, shut the windows, it stinks. And my papa would always say, no, 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 that's really good for your lungs. So take like the biggest, like really smell it in. So we would all be sitting there like really trying to get it in our lungs and then being like, oh, God. Oh. And then I remember saying, this was years ago when we were driving somewhere and James, we smelled it. And I was like, no, breathe it in. It's really good for you. And James was like, what are you talking about?
Basically, it was just your granddad just trying to get a load of kids to sniff shit.
But I believe that.
But I think it's really bad for you. It's like, it's sort of destroying the planet. All the methane and stuff that's coming out of...
Not in those days, though. We didn't know about all that back then. No, I don't blame this guy for that one because that does happen. You do believe stuff and then it's not until you're sort of... even out in the world, you can go around believing it. It's not until you meet somebody, like your wife or whatever, and they go... Yeah, that's not true. And you do feel like such an idiot.
I like the one that Joe Sugg did to Diane on one of his vlogs where he was like, you know, bees make honey. And then he was like, wasps make marmite.
No, she like, didn't believe that.
She was like,
oh, no, she didn't.
She did.
No, she didn't.
She did. When Joe came run a few weeks ago, that was what we were talking about that. And he was like, she's just the best she's just so gullible.
She is funny to get. You can get her to believe anything. I remember when I was younger, actually, my parents only told me recently that regularly that they used to change the clocks in the house and then be like, oh, it's bedtime, guys. In fact, tonight we're going to read you an extra book because you've been really good and we'd be like loving our lives. And they'd just push the clocks back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crafty. I like it.
Good.
Whenever a stranger tells me off, I pretend I don't speak English. It helped me to get out of a speeding ticket once, and I will continue to use it again.
Who's telling you off?
Yeah, if a stranger told me off, I'd go, who the fuck are you talking to? I'll do whatever the fuck I want, thank you very much.
Like in
what the speeding ticket I get.
Well, yeah, it's like but a policeman.
If you mean that sort of premise, but like I just, for some reason... had a vision of just being in like W.H. Smith and somebody just being like, excuse me, could you not? And then for me, just being like, what?
I saw you. You were looking at that. You didn't put it back exactly in the place it came from.
Yeah. A straight, like just one of those busybodies that likes to.
I got to be honest. I would feel, I would. I'd go, who the fuck are you talking about? But I'd feel quite tough in a bookstore. I'd feel like I'd be able to handle myself there.
Right.
If it was in a pub or something and someone said, oi, you didn't put your fucking glass down on a coaster, I'd go, yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, sorry.
But if it was a bookstore, I'd just slap him and say, you nerd.
No, I like it. Go for it.
I think that's a good one.
I do pretend that I can't hear people when I've got headphones in, even though I can.
I do that all the time.
Because I just, if I'm on a train or something like that, if I'm walking through the street, I just get, Joe. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It just makes me feel awkward.
Do you put headphones on for that reason?
Yeah.
Do you ever just have no music but you've just got headphones on?
Yeah, I've done that loads of times.
The amount of times that I've walked around and just put AirPods in.
Because sometimes, like, if you're on the tube and you cut, like, sometimes I'll listen to, like... I'll listen to, like, the radio or something, like, off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you can't hear the radio once you go on the tube. So I just leave the headphones in.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe. Because I know if I turn around, they're just going to go in between us. And I've got to go, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's fine. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, yeah. It's always nice. But it's like...
Just sometimes.
But I'm just awkward. And I just I just go, yeah, I know. No.
Yeah. I pretend I'm on my phone a lot. Not talking on my phone. Like, I'll pretend I'm reading a really important email when... I don't want
to... When I'm trying to talk to you.
No. Like, just because I'm quite socially awkward, I would say. I'm not good at small talk. So if I'm ever, you know, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like the school gates. I don't want to annoy you if any of the mums are listening. Like, I don't mean... I'm not because I'm rude. I just feel... I'm just a bit like, I would rather avoid social...
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm not good at small talk either. I'm not good at talking to people because I don't
really
know.
I'm really bad at it.
I feel like I've got the opposite.
Are you good at it?
I don't think I'm good at it, but I love chatting to people, to strangers, so much.
But that's really
and it's
good.
Bad. No, it's bad.
No,
though.
That's a really good quality.
Me, I went to a coffee shop with a friend just before lockdown, and I was like, chatting to the person making my coffee. I was like, oh, how's your day going, what's up, like, what are you doing after work, this. And then my friend was like, yo, you need to calm down. I was like,
no, I don't think so.
He's
at
like,
all
she's gonna think you found like that you're asking right. her. You can't ask her what time she finishes work and what she's up to. I was like, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
I'm the person that you guys are trying to avoid.
No, honestly, if it's that kind of person, then great, because it's just like, oh yeah, I can keep talking here. This person's talking a lot. But it's just those situations where it's like...
Where there's silence.
Where it's just like, how are you? Good.
Yes.
How are you?
No, and do you know the thing as well? Most of our friends are like Alfie. We've got like some of our closest friends are the ones who chat and we basically... I would rather meet somebody like you, Alfie, so that you could be like, you know, you're not from here. Where's your accent from? And then I can just answer because I'm great at that. And that'll be, but then if you expect me to ask something back,
I do wish I'm not was good more at like that. I definitely do wish I was more like that. And I would say it's not a bad thing at all. I think it's really endearing. And just asking someone how their day is and things like that. It's just, I don't know, it's just nervousness. I'm not really like that.
Same.
I just sort of worry about that sort of thing. I always worry that I'm going to say the wrong thing or...
I would say I'm the kind of person quite often where, like, I don't know, if we're in a restaurant and it's my birthday and we've had a little cake and the waiter says, happy birthday. I go, thanks, you too. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just where you just panic and you end up saying something that just doesn't make sense.
But I would definitely, I'd encourage you to be like that and not, and I'd love to, because you asked a woman when she was getting off of work, obviously, like on pay, when you think back in hindsight,
don't be creepy, Alfie.
But it wasn't
like
creepy.
Leaving work expecting me to be waiting outside.
She's
shit.
Can you guys just check that guy's
not there? Yeah, the car.
There wasn't creepy intentions, it was probably just like, how much longer are you working for? And hopefully you get to get off soon and you can go off and do something interesting this evening. Mm. And I know that's where you were coming from. So don't lose that innocence.
No.
I wouldn't listen to your friend that says, oh, you need to stop doing that. I would totally encourage that, because that's a part of the human experience that a lot of us are shutting off, of connecting with each other, of talking with each other. And I'm very guilty of not connecting with people and closing myself off to people.
You are worse than me. I'm more social than you, for sure.
So I'd definitely keep doing that. But you don't, but you don't give a shit about that sort of stuff either, do you? Because we watch your vlogs a lot, and you walk around you be in a fucking crowd of people, the camera going, anyway, so here I am, here we go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the opposite.
Because we've taken the camera out.
The other way. My girlfriend's
taken the camera out.
Oh, sorry guys, I didn't film anything for the last 3 hours. I was in town. I'm like, just walking into WH Smith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one we were watching.
W.H. Smith is getting some shout-outs on this podcast today.
I think you were getting a suit for something. And then you were like, you just walked in and then it cut a bit. And then you were like, oh, yeah, I didn't want me to film.
The only way I can describe it is like, I'm never going to see these people again. I don't care at all what they think of me.
Yeah.
Like I just, if you think I'm weird, that's cool. I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah. It's only for what, a few seconds and then you're gone.
That's good there, man.
I know, yeah.
I took a replica World War II grenade into school and the entire school ended up getting evacuated and the bomb squad showed up. It was all over the news and I still laugh about it today.
Was that you?
It wasn't me, no. I mean, that is what certain teachers will do.
I don't think it's a teacher.
No, but I just mean reacting that way.
Oh, yeah.
It's a replica. It's a replica grenade.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, an interesting thing to take into school if it's a history class or something. But obviously there'd be a teacher going, oh my God.
Mm.
Okay, this is it. This is it. This is my moment.
Yeah.
Okay, line up on the wall now. Everyone out.
This
quickly
is why I
and
did
carefully.
My history degree for this moment here.
Yeah, that's when you said replica there. Yeah, that means it's a
I've never lost a child on my watch. Everyone out onto the playground now. We're going to the safety meeting area.
Replica means it's
fake.
It's fake.
Yeah.
It's made of plastic or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's insane. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, my problem with that is why did you evacuate the school? And B, then surely the bomb squad must have been like, wasted.
Yeah, the bomb squad should have gone, you're an idiot.
Although,
you're teaching children.
What do you do
you
if
can't
you, if somebody.
Tell a, toy grenade.
If somebody brings in a replica dinosaur egg and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, what's your reaction there? What, are you going to be scared? It's going to phone Jurassic Park.
That's it.
What's the guy saying?
Call Dr. Grant.
Yeah.
You get him round.
Like, if it's a replica, what are you doing? However, it might have looked really real, so they wanted to make sure, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be the cool kid in class, though. Imagine, like, I feel like forever that would be spoken about in the school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone in their school had that one kid that was like leant too far back in the chair and hit their head on the on the table behind. You'll be like, oh man, there was a kid that used to go here called Charlie.
Yeah,
and he brought in this grenade. That'll be you.
Yeah,
I feel like
absolutely.
it'll be cool to be that kid.
First of all, it's not really a secret, is it? Because everybody at your school will know.
Well, it's not a secret at all. It was on. They say it was on the news.
Oh, yeah. It was all over the news and I still laugh about it.
Yeah.
Just not a secret at all.
Not even a secret, just really
tricked
proud.
Us. Tricked us on to get
he's
on
just,
here.
He's just really proud of it. He
really,
just wants,
really
he's
pleased
just
with
like,
that.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's a good one, that one. I mean, you know, all's well that ends well. No one got hurt. It wasn't a bomb. Got on the news. Still laugh about it.
That's such a granddad Buckley thing. So. that all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
No
one
got hurt.
Really appreciate both of you coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Alfie. It was weird, these secrets.
Great.
It was weird. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a lovely evening.
Great premise, though.
Is there anyone else that you think I should invite on?
Danny's always good, isn't he?
Yeah, Danny Dyer's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny's always good.
He's a really funny guy.
He just says stuff.
He
doesn't realise how funny he is.
Yeah, he's really
funny. He doesn't know. He's accidentally funny.
Yeah.
But he's really, really funny.
Okay. So, Carl. Reach out.
Carl's
good.
Yeah, Carl Pilkington.
Carl's one of my favourites.
Just the way he talks and the things he talks about and the things that piss him off and stuff is is just, when you sit with him, it's like, I'm just listening to Ricky Gervais' podcast.
Yeah. If he was to read some of these, they would, I'd imagine he would have some funny things to say. Yeah.
That's so good. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I know. No, it was fun. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you so much for listening to the episode. I really, really hope you enjoyed it and had a laugh. If you haven't already left a rating, then please do down below. Don't forget to subscribe and follow along if you haven't already as well. And I will catch you soon with another episode of the Secrets Out podcast.